Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Death and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real time limits, making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Barniston, he is the Pyramid.
It's going to be the funniest show ever because I'm all about the comedy and the money.
Baby. How much you going to pay?
And his partner, Feather Tap End of Stevenson.
From Mech Echo City to Beef Community Centre, I've got stories that are going to blow your mind.
Hello and welcome to Wrestling Daft. My name is Rob Florence. And Grado is back in the house. Grado, how you doing, my man?
How are we doing, Trip? She's all right, John. How are you?
All right, Hulk. Seth Rollins over there. John Michaels.
I don't get it. These people that have, what's this?
Heel turns,
finally,
mate.
Finally, he's back. Grado is back.
Heel right. Turns.
You guys fucking shut
heel
up.
Heel turns, mate.
You two fucking shut up.
He started it.
I am going to have to address the elephant in the room. Now, last week on Wrestling Daft, me and John started cutting promos, doing our business that we do on Wrestling Daft, making jokes while Grado, while the cat's away, the mice will play. You know what I mean? Making jokes about Grado's new podcast. Obviously, we're just fucking kidding on. You know what I mean? So I felt a bit bad about it afterwards. I was like, let's get that stuff out, John, because I don't want it sounding like we're actually burying their podcast. Grado, your podcast, as we're recording this, I believe your new podcast, Football Podcast, just went out 14 minutes ago as we record this.
Oh, I honestly didn't even know this. So it's 8 o'clock. You're right.
He's wearing the t-shirt. Are you going to be saying don't know? You're wearing the t-shirt that says 8 p.m.
John, are you going to bleep out anytime they mention that podcast?
Oh, so maybe I should do that.
Right, let's try it.
John, don't you get yourself in any more trouble. Shut up. Grado, how do people hear your new podcast? How do
they guys, all you need to do
this
is...
This will be edited out.
All right, guys, is that enough? That plenty?
Is it still primarily a Rangers podcast?
No, because there's Chris Tone there.
I suppose he has got the fucking strength of about 10 guys, isn't he, when it comes to the partner?
I'm just trying to get this right, though. So it's you, Grado, right? And it's you and Stephen Purden, and it's Chris Tone. Did you still do a podcast before?
Right, John, that's enough.
Rob, he's writing checks, he's asked can't cash.
He's working himself into a shoot, brother. Cut John's mic. Cut John's mic. Right, we need to catch up. We've got some wrestling to talk about here. Grado, you haven't even been here since Vince left, have you?
I've not been here since Vince left. I've not been here since wrestled at ICW Shugs, who's party?
I mean, we've got a show plan here, but really there's a lot of catching up with Grado that needs to be done today. A lot of stuff that I want to talk to you about in terms of Vince leaving and in terms of you wrestling and, you know, Honky Tonk Man died, Nora.
You're joking.
I'm joking.
Yeah. Because see, because I've been away filming all day, so I've literally just came out, drove home, got here as fast as I could, so it's good to see old brother Honky is still alive. Do not do that to me again, Rab.
All right, so tell me
I'm
then.
I'm going to take them up for you.
First of all, let's talk about your return to the professional wrestling ring under the ICW banner. How'd that go, mate?
Mate, I tell you what, I really, really enjoyed it. And it's one of the ones where I agreed to date in January, right? Or February. Well, try to get me back at the square go, and I couldn't do it because I can't remember why I couldn't do it again. I think it was because I couldn't get a babysitter, something daft like that. Which, by the way, it's funny, right? See the amount of stuff that happens now where I go, I can't do it because of childcare. And when I was younger and I would hear folk talking about, I can't get him to look after my wains. And seeing when I was young, you'd go, fuck, get a grip yourself, can't get him to look. But seriously, man, it's a graft that I get folk to look after your wains, but that's another subject. And but it really is. It really is. So I agreed to date in July, and at the time I thought it was a great idea, but it's slap bang in the middle of filming Two Doors Down, where I'm doing Go Radio in the morning, Two Doors Down all the way through the day. I'm bust at night, so I've had no time to get in the gym, yeah. I've had no time to get in the ring. So it practically was a matter of going on a Friday, doing a promo on a Friday, doing two matches on the Saturday. Man, I was bust. I was bust. But thanks to the guys that I wrestled.
What's our names again?
The Cabinet.
Who was it?
And Jason. Yeah.
Jason. I wrestled The Cabinet and I wrestled Jason Reed on the Saturday. But here, let me tell you right here now. Do you know what was a big difference for me, Rab, right? And John? There was, see, gone in the show, right? And being backstage at ICW show. See, years ago, there was a lot of people that, I don't know how to describe them, but...
Arseholes?
No, well, there was arseholes, but there's arseholes everywhere. Yeah. But see, this time round, the young wrestlers, they all look great. They've all got great, like, looks. Their wrestling's brilliant. They're respectful. Do you know what I mean? Coming up, shaking the horn, or that. I felt I went, Ken shaking the horn. How you doing, sir? Ken, all this kind of, no, as bad as that, you know what I mean? But it was like really, really respectful.
Aye.
But really, every single one of them that were booked deserved to be on the show. Whereas years ago, you're maybe kind of like, oh, I don't know, are they ready for being on wrestling shows? I believe that everybody on that show that weekend, they were all great and they're
you're
all
saying there was good. There was a time when you'd be in the back and you'd be going, what the fuck is he doing here?
Aye, kind of like that.
Why the fuck is he hanging about? He's only here because he knows somebody.
All that kind of deal. But really, it was all just for what a great locker room. Pro on a Friday night worked out really well. Andy was brilliant. Andy cut a promo. I don't know if it's on, I think it was putting up on Peacock, but he was kind of promo about how he was going, you've been away for all these years. I should have been Alan. I went to the audition. But they told me that I wasn't fat enough to play Alan. Mate, I was bust in the ring. I couldn't hold it together. He was hilarious. And then the next night, Ravy Davy, he's brilliant. He's Oval at Rover. He got the old D-Generation Greggs merch on the go. He's a grafter. He knows what he's doing. In the Cabinet, they were brilliant to work as well. The crowd were, I loved it, man. I loved it. And I told him, look, I don't want to do much because I can't do much. I really can't. But I come in, took the hot tag at the end, man. I was fucking on fire. I seen Nick and me. Oh, bipping and bopping in the middle of the ring. Bump feet. Yada, yada, yada. Watch for the elbow. Dusty. Oh, okay, what I mean? Rolling slice, wee boot. Aye. Come on, I was on top of the world. I was
Did you bust out any of your new moveset that you've been working on? Does anybody know about that yet? Did you do the moonsault?
There was a few things I was going, how'd you do that again?
Have you done the moonsault yet? No.
No, done the moonsault.
Have you done a Canadian destroyer to Pop John? You know, John loves a Canadian destroyer.
No, Canadian.
Even though we're always fucking explaining to John what about the Canadian destroyer?
That it's
the
one
other
of the,
guy does all the
it's
fucking
It's the other
work.
Guy that does the work. It's the other guy that does. But I bust out a Death Valley driver.
Oh, wow.
Come on. Hello there. Wow. Now you're talking, boys.
Who did you take that on? Did you just say you were going to do this? Or did someone say, oh, Death Valley driver me?
I was like, no, I went, geez, I move. Somebody tell me a move. I was like, somebody, give me a move. And they were going, I was like, what's that again? I'll give you the Death Valley. Here we go, the Death Valley.
Fucking all these young boys suggesting moves to you, and all these young boys suggesting moves to you, and you're like, ah, you'll need to fucking show me that on YouTube. Fucking YouTube up.
And then I'm going, there's one bit, one of the boys, right? They're coming, going to the match, going, you come in, you duck, you sweat, you better verse them, you take it in, you powder, I come in, better. And I'm going, hell, fucking hold the bus, slow down, what are you talking about? I've not done this for months and months and months, years since I've done this. Like, you come in, you take my new club, you duck one, you shoot me off, just tell me what I need to do.
See the way you're talking there about the boy saying, oh, you do that. It sounds like fucking wrestling's kid on. Is wrestling kid on?
Wrestling's kid on, man.
Is wrestling kid on?
Wrestling's kid on. There's no kid on. I tell you what, but the Nicky mate then. Oh, it's funny, right? Because this is merely a visual thing, right? But Dallas was like backstage and he was going, man, you honestly look, you didn't look out of breath, you were on fire, whatever. He says, but when you won the match, I just sprawled out and sat up eventually right in the corner and I just went like that. This is a visual thing, but I went, hold my horn up slowly, kind of like just pure, I'm fucked. And then you just get killed it back, man.
How knackered were you? Did you feel sick? Did you feel?
It was just like, and then I go up to the ramp, right? And I went, I thought I was through the doors, through the entrance way, and I collapsed at the top. And they're going, mate, the crowd can still see you, hurry up. I'm fucking lying flat on my back, man. They're going, you're still in camera. I know, but then you know what? I'm wrestling in Cardiff again, and it's like, look, I've got no time to get in shape for Cardiff. I'm wrestling the champ. Jesus, fuck.
Forgot the champ's name. Listen, this is fucking good stuff. ICW should be using this stuff. You forgot the fucking champion's name.
Kez Evans.
Sing it, mate.
Beautiful man. I'm going.
I'm only doing this to what? I'm only doing this to.
I sure you. Fucking sending this to him. I'm sending it. I think Kez Evans would like to see what just fucking happened there, man.
I tell you what, Kez Evans is a star, and I told him this, and I did say that. See, during the lockdown of shows, he carried it. He carried that full show. So,
mate, don't fucking rehash your promo that you did on this for show, mate. I heard you saying all that. And your promo.
I liked that promo.
That's a good promo.
I thought I was up there with the acting and the Ric Flair and Jay Lethal shit. You know, the Ric Flair's last match. Which, by the way, I've got an opinion about this, right? I heard somebody moaning about that, right? Right, somebody was moaning about, heard it on another podcast, right? And they were basically saying that, it was just, in fact, Russo was burying it off, mainly because of the blood, right?
Right.
But they were going, oh, it's daft that, you know, Jay Lethal was training him. And then he asks for a spot on the show and Ric Flair's like, ah, nah, you're all right, wee man. Nah, you're all right. And you think, that's a bit of a good point, right? Why would? That's a bad guy hanging it. Like, Jay Lethal trains you and then he asks for a spot on the show and Ric Flair's like, ah, cool, mate, nah, you're all right. That's a bad guy thing to do, right? And then you're also kind of going, when you watch it, Andrade was kind of pointless in the match, wasn't he? Would it have been better? I was thinking about this when I was listening to this podcast, and I was almost going to write into this podcast, but I thought, no, I'm going to use it. I forgot I've got main wrestling podcast. Would it have been better? Get this, and grab, you're always good with ideas. Would it not have been better if it was Ric Flair and Jay Lethal teaming together against Jarrett and Andrade? Would that have been better? I think that would have been better, because why would he turn in and say you've been training and then tell him to get to fuck when he wants a spot in the show? You'd go, no, wait, wee man, you need to give me honours in this match. Whoever I'm right fighting, I want you to tag me. You know what I'm good at. You know my positives, my negatives, you know. Kim, I mean, you keep me right. And then it's Jeff that wants on the show and Flair's like, listen, mate, you were never in the real NWO. You were never in the real Horseman. Your dad's an old carny bastard. Then the attack happens, whatever the drama, there's a beef between they two. And then to get one on Flair, he says, well, do you know who my partner is? Your son-in-law. You had to tell get.
Aye, well, that would have been good.
I know, I've been delighted with that idea. I was saying, I can't wait to tell the boys that.
That would have, I just think it's a shame that it couldn't have been Shawn Michaels that was across the ring from, because being able to put a wee bow on that story of the fact I was the guy that retired you and then you fucking insulted me. By spending another 10 years embarrassing yourself and all that, you know what I mean? I would have loved if they'd seen a way to get that done, you know what I mean?
How good was it seen taking it a shoulder at as well? I think you spoke about this in the last episodes and stuff.
Stunning at ringside and all that. Stunning at ringside. And
his bandana.
It was mental, wasn't it? And it's funny,
but
and...
But all Flair cared about was Kid Rock. Hey, Kid Rock's here.
I know.
Hey, who's it there? Do you like Kid Rock's out there? Get away.
The fact he was saying he was going out with Kid Rock, I'm going out partying with Kid Rock. It's like, what the fuck is going on with you, mate? You're a much bigger star than Kid Rock is. Yeah, what the fuck is going on?
Where does Kid Rock sing? Ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba.
I just don't get it. I don't get that stuff.
I know.
Don't get it. The Kid Rock stuff. Don't get it. But did you enjoy the match?
Loved it. Loved the kind of family match. But I really loved the tag match at the night because...
No, did you? The ring was...
It's not me talking about myself.
It's Selig-Aid, man.
Do you know what?
Did you enjoy the Ric Flair match?
I never watched it all. Oh, can I missed it because I was kind of busy. Did you just watch it?
I watched it.
Where was it? Was it a shambles?
You know what I mean?
I thought it was a shambles. Rab liked it. I thought it was a bit of a shambles, but Rab liked it.
I liked it just purely because of the spectacle of the thing, you know what I mean? Like, I enjoyed the spectacle. I enjoyed the fact that it was a shambles. I enjoyed the fact that Jarrett looked great. I enjoyed the fact you could see Flair lying at the end being like, I'm fucking...
Aye.
I'm totally fucked. Like, you basically ended at ICW match when you collapsed in front of the crowd.
He was kind of...
You know what I mean? I like all that. And then doing the speech and watching it, think, no, he's going to die. Good stuff, man.
I just need to phone Stephanie for 2 seconds, right? Sorry about this.
Go for it. John, I'll get back on the plan while you're doing that, right? And I'll read out what the punters have been saying, because we can't forget about the punters. Goes back. So let me just quickly open up the communications from the punters. And Simi get in touch. His first show, right, was Mayhem in Manchester. Good name. Some card, he says. Even saw a proto-American badass because the airline lost Taker's luggage and he had to come out in street clothes. How amazing is that, John?
I know. There's been quite a few people in touch about their first match. You saw down the card. We're looking at the card because Simi actually got the centres in the card. Some good matches on that card, isn't there, when you look down it? Undertaker.
Wait, let me read that. Let me read this. Hold on. Let me read the whole card. Jeff Jarrett defeated Bracus. Henry and Phineas Godwin defeated Skull and 8-Ball. Fuck me, man. I'm still waiting for the good matches, mate. Justin Bradshaw defeated Mark Merrow. Ken Shamrock and Owen Hart defeated The Rock and D'Lo Brown. I would have liked to have seen that. The artist formerly known as Goldust defeated Cactus Jack. Now you're talking. LOD 2000 with Sonny defeated the New Age Outlaws via DQ. How good is this, man? Stone Cold Steve Austin beat Triple H with China to retain. And at the end, The Undertaker defeated Kane. That's some show, isn't it?
I know, look at that. Undertaker, the timings are there as well. Undertaker went 21 minutes with Kane, and Stone Cold and Triple H went half an hour.
He went half an hour, man.
On a house show.
Aye. Half an hour. And I'll tell you what, Ken Shamrock, Owen Hart defeating The Rock and D'Lo Brown, they should have had Rey Mysterio in that match. Why is that, mate?
Why is that?
Because it lasted 6:19. That's the name of a move that he does, John.
So it is.
Stevie says his first wrestling show was in 1994 at the Greenock Town Hall. British Bulldog was headlining his own nationwide tour. And Stevie and his cousin, both of them six at the time, daftly thought it was a WWE show, so they dressed as Bret Hart and Macho Man and expecting to see them. Imagine a disappointment, he says, when they instead saw a 58-year-old fat guy called Fred the Shred Axhorn against a wee skinny guy called Nick Ninja. But they got to see Davey Boy Smith, so it was all good. Dean says, first show for myself was SmackDown Live in Manchester 2004. He was 8 or 9 years old at the time. Rey Mysterio won a Battle Royal where the winner went on to face Carlito for the US title, and he was absolutely raging when the time came later in the night and Carlito beat Rey. That was a long trip back up the road the next day. Manchester's not that far away. It's not that long.
When you're a wee guy, though, when you go to house shows, you think, oh, listen, the title's on the line. This could change. Did you go do that when you went to your first wrestling show? Well, it's my first WWF show. Hey, I tell you what, that Intercontinental Championship, that might change it. We might see that someone win the Intercontinental Champion tonight.
Can I be honest with you, John? Aye. Even if I'll go to your house show, there's still a bit of me that thinks
it's
that. I don't know why that is. I just always remember the last one I went to. The last one I went to that was, you know, I don't know what it was, Raw at the fucking Hydro or whatever it was. And I remember thinking to myself, this title might change tonight. I always believe it could change. You know what I mean? It's fucking still real to me, mate.
Who's talking about?
I'm just talking about house shows. John was talking about how when you're a wee guy and you would go to like a WWE house show, because a title was up for grabs, you'd actually think, oh, maybe the titles change on tonight and I'll see it. I was just saying to John, I still kind of think that when I go to house shows, I still kind of think it might happen. You know what I mean?
Remember, they would never even date on Insurrections or Rebellions, remember that?
Yeah. Question for you, do you think that title's changing horns at a Clash at the Castle?
Is it Drew and Roman Reigns?
Aye.
I've got a theory.
Is your theory that they're going to game it to Gimme's WrestleMania moment because there was no crowd?
No, my theory is they're going to turn it into a triple threat because Karrion Kross is in the mix now. Karrion Kross is there to eat the pin, so Roman will get the first pin on Drew to retain one title. Drew will get the pin on Karrion Kross, gets the other title, so both titles will be up for grabs.
You've been talking to Meltzer?
Is that what he's saying?
Again, you're rat.
Is that what he said?
No, but that sounds...
Because that protects Roman, it protects Drew. And that's why I think Karrion Kross is in the mix now.
Well, that's a good shout. Are they still going for The Rock and Roman Reigns at Fingway WrestleMania?
That's the rumours.
Think there's any chance they just decide to unify these titles?
What?
Nah.
Think there's any chance they just unify these titles?
There's talk of a draft coming up, so I don't think... There's a talk of a draft coming up in the next week while, so I think they'll keep two titles in each brand.
Did MD, I've never heard MD ever say this word outside my mom saying it when I was young, but like if you left your window open at night and your neck was hurting the next morning, you had a draft in your neck.
That's a thing.
Aye. Is your neck all right, like?
No, my neck's fine, but I just always remember there's like, things that I don't hear anymore. Like you've got.
You think that's what might happen to Clash in the Castle? You think Drew might go out? He's got a draft in his neck.
Because it's inside, isn't it?
I got a draft in my neck last night, and I left my windy open a wee bit, and I've ended up with a crook in my neck because I left my windy open.
Talking of which, have you both seen Drew's promo from this week on Raw?
Brilliant.
Mate, I'm going to talk about that later.
Right.
Right.
Did you know that China was set to face Stone Cold at SummerSlam 1999 and allegedly win?
SummerSlam 99, who did he fight that night? Foley?
This is Mick Motherwell says this. Well, he's pointing at Mick Motherwell.
Mick Motherwell. Is this Mick Motherwell or Mick Faye Motherwell?
Mad Mick Motherwell. Mick Motherwell points in the direction of a tweet. He didn't say it, but he's pointing in the direction of a tweet. He says this. Did you know that China was set to face Stone Cold at SummerSlam 1999 and allegedly win? Despite being friends, Stone Cold wasn't having it and Mankind took her spot instead. That doesn't sound real, does it?
I'm looking at the graphic. It looks pretty spot on, doesn't it? Mm. Well, I mean, they did want to, put her up against the Biggins, didn't they? Old China.
Mm-hmm.
That was a shame what happened to
them. The Biggins, like Christopher.
Christopher Biggins.
And his brother, Tommy.
Pablo here. Pablo has flagged up the fact that even the Macho Man can cry.
Would you like to see this?
Yeah.
Aye, for fuck's sake. I mean, you put it on the show plan, John, so...
He was with this guy quite regularly.
But I'm wondering if you ever cry. You ever had... Has Macho Man ever cried?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. It's okay for macho men to show every emotion available right there, you know, because I've cried 1,000 times, I'm going to cry some more. But I've soared with the eagles and I've slithered with the snakes and I've been everywhere in between. And I'm going to tell you something right now. There's one guarantee in life and that there are no guarantees. Yeah. And I understand this. Yeah. Nobody likes a quitter. Nobody said life was easy. So if you get knocked down, take the standing eight count, get back up and fight again. And you're a macho maniac. Dig it.
Well, that was right before his time, that promo, wasn't it? That kind of talk, wasn't it? Really?
It really was. That was great, though, wasn't it?
He was
some boy, wasn't he? I fucking miss Macho Man, by the way.
Oh, man.
I would have loved an old Macho Man. Imagine a Macho Man podcast. Brilliant, right?
Was it really his voice 24/7? I don't reckon it was.
It wasn't voice, wasn't it? No, but eventually...
He had the conversation, remember, with Lanny, and he said once he got the voice, that was his voice, and he never changed. Because remember, we asked him, even round your maw, was he like that round your maw? And he did the Macho Man voice round his maw as well.
Stole that, Randy.
This is the fucking... you know what annoys me? You know what annoys me? This is the best wrestling podcast in the fucking world, and nobody's noticed, nobody's realised yet. What other podcast would say, does Macho Man even talk like that around his maw? to his fucking brother. Even around your maw, did he talk like that?
I felt that interview was a graph because you were on the air, but I remember going, do you remember me? Lance, do you remember me? Dundee's going, yep. I'm going, he doesn't remember me, does he, John?
He's like, no, I didn't remember you. No.
Do you remember me, Lanny?
You're in the archives, everyone.
Yeah, we need to get a shout out, by the way, to everybody that pointed us in the direction of Mr. Blobby's in-ring return via a tweet for a wrestler called Ivy. She says, yeah, but how many of you have been in a wrestling match with the actual real Mr. Blobby? Because I have, and it was wild. So, listen, we don't need to see the footage of this because we've all watched it already. Aye. But punters, seek it out, because Mr. Blobby in the ring. Grado, can you book Mr. Blobby for your next family bash?
I DM'd Ivy, and I was like, I need to get Mr. Blobby for the family bash. I want it, and I've been speaking to Ian Gordon. Mr. Gordon was telling me, he's like, I booked him before, I booked him for Mrs. Brown's Boys. So I was like, alright, what do you do? He says, there's a mega process that you need to go through. And people tell you what he does and what he does in a day, and you know, there's things that you go there.
Shut up, really?
Aye.
Because I was hoping that, as a limitations to what he can do, because I was hoping in, at your family bash that I could maybe do an angle with him where he gives me a gobble. Is he allowed to do that?
I can inquire.
No, but surely, there's one. Is there only one Blobby costume?
Well, so here's the deal, John. I looked up Mr. Blobby costumes, and every one of them are shite, and they're about 80 bar, but you can tell a mile away it's a Snyder.
Right.
But have you seen, Ian Drew Dice Clay, have you seen the photo that Ian Drew Dice Clay put up? I think we've maybe spoke about it before. I think we have. Where it's like the guy, because like in the 90s it was all mysterious, like who's behind Mr. Blobby, and the paparazzi found out who it was, a guy called Barry something.
I've seen that photo.
The paparazzi took a photo and he's leaning out with a big sack, obviously with the Blobby hangway, but he's like pure, he's like, fuck, I've been caught, like his eyes are like, a bastard, they've caught me. It's a brilliant picture.
It's the same guy. Do you think someone, right, in a Blobby situation, do you think someone owns the copyright to Blobby, right? And you can't get a Blobby
Edmonds outfit?
Edmonds clearly must own. So do you think you have to go through Edmonds to get to Blobby?
I don't know what you would need to do. It's very, very interesting. I don't know if you need to go to BBC or maybe you saw, or like, and then I was also thinking, like, what if I got Blobby, but he'd need to use his Impact name? You know what I mean? Like, what would he be called? The Blob?
Dr. Blob.
Dr. Blob, I'm trying to... Well, that's my...
Hold on. I've just typed in Google.
Crinkly Bob.
Mr. Bob Blobby.
Crinkly
Agent.
Blob.
Mr. Blobby Agent. Now, this guy called Barry Killerby is...
That's the guy.
Is this the guy? Barry Killerby was Mr. Blobby. Now, does he own the rights to Mr. Blobby? Is the question.
Mr. Blobby.
Mr. Blobby.
Listen, he's still, like, the last appearance Blobby made was in Children in Need in 2021, so he's still on the go. And
he was in fucking...
This boy Killerby is the
he
man.
He was at CCPW on Sunday. Whatever it's called. But he was a referee, but it was funny, they were talking about it in TalkSport. How do you say Mr. Blobby's made a return to the ring, I say? It all but proves wrestling's fake if Mr. Blobby's a bloody referee. Can talk like that.
Right.
It's funny because it's funny when you hear guys on TalkSport because they're made to promote wrestling stuff. Like, they must have something with WWE, John, I don't know if you know. But we've got this fella, Rey Mysterio, on next week. Apparently he's teaming with his lad. He's teaming up with his lad next week. It's the SummerSlam. Teaming up with his lad.
Is that Jim White doing it as well?
Oh, no. Jim White here.
Hi, Jim White, yeah.
Simon Jordan. Simon, how are you?
Well, listen, Louise says she wants that to happen at the next big family wrestling bash at the Pavilion. Mr. Blobby scaring the shite out of Jack Jester and have Mr. Florence as the agent. I like it. It says Mr. Florence. Doctor.
If I dig it, Blobby, then please, we need to get you booked.
Dr. Blob versus Dr.
I need to speak to the office.
Blob. I love Richard says, Folks Count Anywhere and Crinkly Bottom match, the UK's premier cinematic style match. Imagine the 90s celebrity running in potential. The doorbell rings. Who's here? It's Lionel Blair with the brass knucks.
That's brilliant. I saw that tweet.
God rest his soul, by the way. God rest his soul.
Is Lionel Blair no deed?
Yes.
Lionel Blair's no deed.
He's one of the ones that you forget he's D there.
Aye. Yeah, he died. I don't think it was long ago, though.
But I'm sure
it was an angle, though. Wasn't it? I don't think it matters how long ago it was, John. I think he still did. You can't book him. I don't think it matters. You think he's saying because he'd probably look quite fresh still?
It was last year.
Aye, he was a fair age, wasn't he?
So what was your fucking point? He's dead.
92. Fucking hell.
Good.
Listen, even 11 92-year-old doesn't look that good.
What about
the fucking 92-year-old that's been dead for a year?
Grado, fucking, right. This is the opportunity. Blobby, and who's the running? Fucking Barrymore, isn't it?
Oh, wow. I mean, Barrymore, I don't know for the family bash.
Maybe not the family bash, right enough.
Why not?
Blobby versus he's big Barrymore. On TikTok. He's good a TikTok star now.
Good for the Wayne.
Who is Barrymore?
Aye, he's big on TikTok now. You seen his TikToks? Oh, no, no.
What does
man.
He do?
He like throws sausages up there and tries to catch him with his mouth and all that.
Oh, I saw that one. He did it to 50 Cent's candy shop. He was trying to catch sausages in his mouth.
So, I mean, there you go.
Well, Michael, we did it on this show. We showed it on this show. Rap
I'm sure
off,
we did.
Rap is off. Yeah,
want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Mr. Bobby. Right, and it's funny because I've been looking up music and everything for Mr. Bobby's entrance music.
Well, it has to be his number one single, surely.
No, I don't think that's good enough.
That was written by Simon Cowell, I believe. I believe Simon Cowell wrote that. Yeah.
Right, I don't think it's a good entrance song. Here it goes. Right, wait to see what's wrong. It's like oh, right. So this is the one that it's no good, right? So it's like maybe it is alright.
This sounds like an amazing. This is an amazing entrance theme.
Mm. Oh, isn't it? But once it kicks in, right, maybe I'm wrong. Right.
Look, listen to this, man.
Wait, where? It's amazing. Yes!
Oh, that is good.
Now take your roof off, by the way.
That's giving goosebumps.
Get a fucking techno beat under that, man.
Oh, mate, I need to get on this.
Family bash. The roof would come off your next family bash if that happened. You should do the Robocop angle in WCW. You should put the lobby in a cage. You in a cage and you can't interfere. And then Blobby comes out and falls into the cage, not in break shooting, all that kind of stuff.
Do you think Blobby could get colour? fucking. Blobby, can you bleed? Showing him what to do backstage, not. Right, you might rip your costume. But
just get in touch with the people on the rights and ask if Blobby can give birth to a horn in the pavilion.
Surely we were BBC contacts, Fab. We can fucking figure together and try and, you know what I mean? There must be an email out there.
Aye, come on, we can get him. Blobby, is Robert the Robot still alive? Because I'd like to see Blobby versus him.
Oh, he's still alive.
Could you then get the guy who does the drums with the kittens on Socky Hall Street to drum him in as well?
It sounds like the best wrestling show ever, by the way.
That sounds good, doesn't it?
And if you want, can you get Jason and Victor for Big Brother as well? Can it be Jason, Victor and Big Brother versus fucking Mr. Blobby and that boy that plays the fucking bins with the wee cats? And
I got the sniffles now. He talked to me as a game driver. I love when you tell that story. Aye, but what was it? What was he saying again about the dance?
The dance, you know, when the wee guy says, I was only dancing in front of you. And he's, aye, but it was a dance of disrespect. Right, okay, if you want to get in touch with us about any of that or just random wrestling-related stuff, get us on Twitter at Wrestling Daft, on Insta at Wrestling Daft Podcast, just Wrestling Daft on Facebook, and email us at wrestlingdaft@gmail.com.
Oh, that's funny, man.
Now, Grado, you might not remember this, but every week we like to bury and put our stuff for the world of wrestling, right? So what do you want to bury and what do you want to put ours? Is there anything you want to put ours?
Okay,
apart for yourself.
I'll put it on myself. Can I put it on it? I know myself.
Anybody else that impressed you at ICW? What, any other matches or?
They were all great. Shamane was great. We had to just look at the results. No, fuck off, man. Steve, he's making me a prick.
I'm laughing at him. I'm looking at the results. Seeing he's looking at the results instead of let me just look at the names of people.
Bungard was brilliant.
Is he good, aye?
Bungard is really, really good for a guy who's probably not had a lot of professional wrestling. Well, he's had a lot, you know, not as many as other people. Levi, he's great. No, I'm saying I can't batter him. No chance with a mess with that boy. Aaron Echo, he's come onto a game. Shigel Sham, Kirby was there. They were all great. There was Luke Cairo, he looks great. LG Cleary, I'm telling you. I'm no joking when I say this. So talented. I say that to Shaggles,
talented,
mate.
Talented roster.
Mm-hmm. I'm putting her ICW's roster.
You're saying what to Shag? What were you saying to Shag? I'm out of here.
I says, mate, do you ever remember there was loads of just slobs wrestling and all that and just like fucking folk wearing t-shirts and just, do you know what I mean? It was like, but there real athletes, really good athletes.
Professional athletes. What I want to put all the, we're going to talk about the Drew and KO promo bit, the segment, right? It was fucking brilliant, man.
Do you think he's been told say what you want?
I don't think he's been told say what he want, but he's definitely been given a wee bit more freedom to express himself, I think. But it was just good fire, wasn't it, for the two of them? It was good, like, old-fashioned, old-school fire for the two of them. Kevin Owens is always brilliant. We know that Drew is an underrated promo, I think, you know what I mean? And he was really, really great there. You know, I think, I do think he's got the potential to be a really strong babyface, you know what I mean, if he's allowed to just date his own way.
Aye, yeah.
He's Triple H boy, isn't he? He's Triple H's boy, Drew, do you think? And so is Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens and both Triple H, Drew are Triple H's boy.
I think Drew is definitely the type as well that Triple H will really get behind, you know what I mean? And I think anybody that's going to be storing up there and competing with the Brock Lesnar's and Roman Reigns is going to look the part, and Drew just looks the part, you know what I mean?
So has the wrestling been different for Triple H who's in charge?
Oh, I would say there's a marked difference, Rab.
He's exaggerating.
There seems to be male wrestling. I don't think the changes have been that drastic yet. But I think there's definitely wee touches of improvement. I think actually even the camera work has started to slowly get a wee bit less mental. I think they're maybe trying to do it the right way, is where they kind of ease into a new style instead of trying to do something new or night. I think they're starting to ease into a new style. So it's interesting. It's going to be interesting to see how it pans out. But certainly, I loved that for Drew and Kevin Owens. I just think Kevin Owens is brilliant as well, man. Yes. Also, I want to put over I was worried that maybe with the change in things and all that, and with KO's injury, that the Ezekiel thing would maybe be going in the bin.
Did you see the new
Ezekiel stuff, John?
I've not seen it yet, no. What's he doing now?
His whole family and all that, the picture.
Oh, no, they do that. I'll have to look at that.
But Ezekiel stuff, it's just great. Merry that, please. Right, let's see what the punters are saying. Beppe wants to put over Grado.
Thanks, man.
Great seeing you back at it. And he wants to bury Flair pretending to have a heart attack right in front of Bret Taker and Foley. Classless. No, Effie, you're wrong. That isn't classless. I think you'll find that's class. Hey. That was good shit. Lewis wants to put Loomis looking like he'd tanned a serious amount of gear at the end of Raw. And wants to bury Ciampa getting the Harley race part and then getting beat. Found it a bit odd and all that car crash part. Mick wants to put Drew and KO as the voices of the Triple H era. Two of my personal favourites in WWE. Very glad to see it. The inevitable daditude era has begun, i.e. I'm a dad now, and I think yesterday AEW fans are in my head, so cool to see most of the, what does that say, most of the
did he text this one in a Nokia?
I'm a dad around my age, so cool. Mix obviously had a stroke halfway through his input there. Brian wants to put over the in-ring return of Mr. Blobby and CM Punk and Brian Danielson. Peter wants to bury folk jumping on the WWE tapping up story. Wrestling's kid on, no a sport.
Do you think there will be AEW wrestlers now going, I want to go back there?
The rumours are that there was, this is the tapping up rumours, that rumours that Triple H, I think it's all just hearsay, but there's apparently
it's easy for wrestling journalists to come up with stories.
Aye,
like that,
well, obviously some, but like the likes of Keith Lee, boys that he's had in NXT and stuff and have done, you know, went over to AEW, Adam Cole and like that, you know.
And they'll be tied up to mega contracts as well, won't they?
Exactly. So
it'd be interesting to know how long their contracts are. I believe without a fucking shadow of a doubt we're going to see Jericho back soon.
Do you think?
Genuinely, because he's one of the last. He's one of the last ones of that old school who can still draw attention, who can still make noise, who's still up there at the top, who can still compete. You know what I mean? And they are going to want him when it comes to a fucking WrestleMania or a Royal Rumble or a whatever, and they're wanting to get a big pop or a big something, they're going to want somebody like a Jericho in there. Come on, if you end up with, if KO is up with top of that card, I would happily see fucking Jericho and Kevin Owens again.
Aye. And there's like that whole disappointing Vince in the WrestleMania match, but there's two ways of looking at that one. Rab, you're right, because if anybody knows what people want and how to change it up when it's time to change it up, it's Jericho. But then on the other hand, what is he getting, $3 million a year for wrestling for AEW? Is he going to get that? Is he going to get that kind of money? With WWE, they're going to ask him to go back on the road. Is he going to want to do that? Which, judging by looking at his Instagrams and seeing what he gets about it, probably he doesn't mind going hooting and shooting. You know what I mean?
I know, I get that. But I just kind of feel like Jericho himself might want, before he retires, one last run in WWE.
He's definitely going to be there.
And I feel that with Kevin Owens hitting out with, we need to bring the prize fighter back. The Kevin Owens, it was a prize fighter back. Fucking prize fighter versus Painmaker in WWE is something I would like to see.
You wouldn't even be surprised if later down the line, Jericho would be the one that brings them together at some point. You know, he doesn't sign for WWE, but he does a WrestleMania angle on their TV, and he's on AEW as well.
He's done it before. You know what I mean?
With the podcast and stuff like that.
Did you see Jericho Moxley, Rab?
Yeah, I did. Aye.
Good, wasn't it?
And I liked it. Yeah, aye.
He likes his old day. He's fucking... And he's bleeding.
Oh, aye.
Every week. Christ.
So that's good. Roshi Boy get in touch, wants to bury Tay and Sammy's brutal Instagram videos for their wedding. Congratulations to them, but fuck me, they're annoying. And wants to put your man's Warner. Had a great match against Moxley on Rampage. Hope we see more of him. He gives me Stone Cold crossed with Eddie Kingston vibes. That's good vibes there. He's a gobbledygooker. Put your Jericho coming out to his original Lionheart music and entrance would only have been topped if he'd came out to Even Flow by Pearl Jam. How true is that, man?
Rab, I'm a music fanatic, theme music fanatic. What did he commit to? What was his Lionheart music?
I don't know.
You need to go and listen to it. You need to go and listen to it.
Who would I go that?
Well, I mean, I only know because I saw somebody else talking about it and then I went looking and I went, oh my fucking God, right enough.
Fair enough. Guess they can do what he wants.
what do you mean, who would I go to? You mean, why did he do that? Because of...
Well, it's just,
The fucking people that are watching... people that are watching are going to know that.
Oh, I do remember that.
You do remember it now?
I would have popped for that. That was good. Anyway, what else has he been doing? Old Jericho. He's coming back here again, man. He's never away from Glasgow. I always feel as if he's in Glasgow.
Ah, he's playing SWG3, isn't he, in November?
Aye, pure loves Glasgow.
We should try and get a face-to-face with Jericho when he comes in November.
Oh, definitely. See, every time that he's played, I've always said I would go and see him, but something's always up. And I think when he's back again, it's pantomime. Because he did say, the time before, we're going to meet up, but I couldn't do it. I had something on.
But, it just reminded me of the old computer games when he came out to that music.
Did you see the picture he put his big tee up on the internet? Fucking hell, man. He put up a picture of his big tee. It was rotten.
He's always putting up horrible pictures on the internet. He loves that shit. Okay, and Giza Gobble the Gooker wants to bury Ric Flair, now saying he regrets saying his last match was his last match. Fucking fair play him. I hope he does another match, by the way. Brian says, GCW Homecoming weekend, a spectacle for all lovers of professional wrestling. A weekender that had plenty of variety, deathmatch, technical, high-flying, the lot. Luke wants to put our Castlemania tickets slashing in price in certain sections. Seems to be loads of people moving closer than their original tickets for a lot less money and all. Mick wants to put our AEW's YouTube channel for catching me up before Quake at the Lake. The recap of the week is a nice touch. They've got a really good YouTube channel, actually, AEW. And Super Chris wants to put over the Jericho Mox match. It was excellent. He hates the Tories. Super Chris hates the Tories. Do you hate the Tories, Grado?
Do I hate the Tories? I hate everybody.
And Grado doesn't want to get involved in politics. That's a thing. You know, I don't want to get involved in politics either. I was actually recently asked to take part in a political show on a panel.
I can listen.
Was it question time?
I have no interest. It's odd depresses me. I don't like any of these Rishi Sunak, I don't like Rishi, Liz Truss, or this, I can't go.
A Seamus, pal, he can't.
I do that.
Seamus old bub.
I just can't. I see Sunak put up a Instagram, Snapchat, or whatever you call it, a story. Nailed it, he wrote, and it was him like using a contactless card, and you're like, mate, he's trying to insult our intelligence. What is it Vince said about insulting intelligence in 1997, remember? We're not here to insult your intelligence. What was it he said? What was he said again, remember?
I can't remember.
Something about insulting your intelligence.
They should settle in the ring, Truss versus Sunak.
John, you think you can settle every political thing? Like you with the Lord Provost.
And this is it, here we go.
Prime Minister on a poll match, yeah, stick the briefcase up at the top, whoever gets to the top wins.
We in the WWF think that you, the audience, are quite frankly tired of having your intelligence insulted.
We at Wrestling Daft quite frankly think that your wrestling intelligence has been insulted.
That's it. We're looking for, frankly, Vince, he's some boy. Vince McMahon, no matter what, you know what I mean, he's some boy.
What do you think he's doing in the new? What do you think he's doing in the new, man?
I'm having a chug, wouldn't he? What time is it? 9 o'clock? What time is it over there? Four o'clock? Something like that? Jinkies, 4 o'clock over there?
Jinkies like that, right? Will I fucking start The Sopranos or something? What's good?
Dude, I think he'll be watching Two Doors Down. Well, I need to catch up before the new series starts.
He's like watching, like, he's going, damn, man, that arm.
Aye.
Should I send him?
He's saying that should have been Andy.
That should have been Andy.
Grado, is there anything else we need to catch up on? What else have we missed in this catch-up episode? Is there anything else we have missed that you wanted to talk about? Is there anything we have failed to cover?
I don't think so.
Try to think. You set your house on fire, didn't you?
I set my house on fire, that, no. That was completely and utterly ridiculous.
Try to have a barbecue.
Especially since I had, I worked in the fire brigade for all the years. I wanted to buy a barbecue.
Right.
But I got a gas barbecue. And everybody was basically saying, you know, you get that shite, oh, it's a gas barbecue, it's practically just like a grill outside and all the rest of it.
Aye.
But I got a gas barbecue, but I also bought a smoker thing. Right,
mm-hmm.
Where you put it in the gas barbecue and it smoke gives you that succulent smell of smoke. But Jim and Margaret, my neighbours, they were out the back door sunbathing, and I had basically says, look, I need to stoke this smoke that's going out the back door. They like worshipping the sun and all that kind of carry on, right? And Jim built the barbecue for me on Friday, which is a bit of a redneck.
If you go to him to build the barbecue for you, is he like a young boy, kind of young strong guy?
He's 70.
Right, okay.
And so I decided to, because I can't do anything like that, I decided to take the smoke box out and get rid of it because there was too much smoke, and I put it next to a bin or rubbish, and I left it there, watched the Chelsea and Spurs game, and the next minute I had pop, 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 and I come out, and my full side of my back door was up in fire. Jim is looting the fence, 70-year-old, with a fucking hose, because I was trying to, he threw the hose out first, and I was pointing at the fire, but no water was coming out, and I was in that much shock that I wasn't pressing the hang right, and I was on the phone to fire again. I'm giving it Ken all the technology. This is one bin in fire.
This is what?
This is a report of one bin on fire out in the open, not near to building. Ken, just saying all the fire brigade.
But it was near the building, though, was it? No.
Well, it was, but here's the deal: it was near the building, but I know that if I said that it was near the building, they would send two pumps, and it didn't need two pumps.
Right.
So that's why I was getting all that. This is one bin on fire, out in the open, rubbish involved, not near to building, kind of like that.
Rubbish involved? So, what does that mean? What's the rubbish?
The rubbish that was in fire. It was rubbish that was in fire for the bin. So they'll go, well, what's in the bin? You know, I know what they're going to ask me. Ken, what I mean?
Aye.
You know what I mean? So I'm saying it so they can go, it's Kenzie stuffer.
Can I just ask a question here? Right, how's the bin went on fire? Because you've taken the smoke, right, we went from the smoker. You didn't put the chips into the bin, did you?
No, but it was that, John, I've still to this day, don't know, it was only Sunday, mind you. I sat it what I felt was a suitable distance between the smoker and the rubbish bin, and it still managed to catch on fire. I don't know whether the smoke, does smoke transmit? I mean, I should be able to tell you that.
She's in the fire service, you know the fire chat, you tell us.
And it was the best, it was Stephanie phoning me going, because she was out with the winds, I take it that fire engine's for us. The phone. And I went, aye, it is, aye, it is. She just knew, and the fireman came, and they're all taking the piss out of me and all that, right? And the fucking, yeah, you should know. I'm getting all the fire brigade patter back, going, tell them it's a stop code 1-2 false alarm, good intent, let them know. Okay,
what we good intent.
But if I look at, but here's the deal, this is what connects this podcast, because yous know the broadband issues that I had.
Aye, with Tiger.
With Tiger and all that, right? Mm-hmm. 4 months this took me. Of course, the bloody fucking line, the broadband line went and fired into it, completely sparked it out, right? So that was what I felt really bad about, was the broadband goosing, because, you know what I mean? This is where the magic happens, you know what I mean?
So you're going to have to get Tiger back in?
No, it's sorted, right? So I phoned BT, and BT and these two guys come out, and they were for London, and I said, because I get somebody else to kind of eventually fix the broadband and give me a line right from my house to the outside, right? Mm-hmm. And they turned up and they laughed at me and went, we can't fix that. And then they started going, is there any McDonald's or anything that ran about here? I'm very hungry. And I went, you want a packet of crisps? Want a piece? So they're like, aye, no, boy. So I gave them a packet of crisps and I come back out while they're looking at it and they were laughing, going, we can't do anything, right? Whipped out a tenner and I says, listen, I'll get you on McDonald's if you can fix this for me. And they went 2 minutes and they went to the van. I probably shouldn't say this in case they get the sack, but either
no, but
way,
they were not going to, nobody's going to know who they are. I want to hear this.
Aye, mate, they fucking fixed it. They fixed it.
You only bribed them a fucking tenner.
I only had a tenner.
You only had a tenner. You hold on, you day fucking breakfast radio, 2 doors down. You're doing, you've went, you're getting paid big bucks to do this other football podcast now, right? You're getting paid about $1 million a week. And you only had a tenner.
I only listen, it worked. What they done was they spliced it. You know what that is? So they basically cut off two ends and then they made some fucking motorized fucking cable to connect together and they come back on. I couldn't believe it that they managed to fix it for me. So, you know, I've still got PTSD for the fire without a doubt. And also the ribs. I tell you what, never tell you this one. I forgot that. See, when it all happened, the fire happened, right? I thought that I'd turned the gas off, but I literally just turned the gas down.
Right.
So it wasn't about 4 hours later, I went, wait, I just double check that fucking gas is off. Of course, I never fucking turned it off, didn't I? No. But the ribs were still in. The ribs were fucking still in the barbecue.
Maybe they're
and
delicious.
They came out and they were four off the bone. They were fucking amazing. They were fucking amazing. That's what they got.
That's amazing.
That's funny. You've been listening to Wrestling Daft. Grado's back. Grado, it's been a pleasure to have you. We catch up episode, everything back to normal soon. Up the road now, mate.
It's yourself.